Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Marvin. This is a sign language interpreted call. Caller saying, hi, my name is Ray Fico, and my account number is 578-56280.
Okay, just a second as I pull up your information. Okay, and could you verify your, okay, you did say that was 578-56280?
Yes.
Okay, and could you verify the, it's coming up in Geneva, Lopez?
No, my name is Ray. Last name is S-I-O-C-O.
Okay, just a second. I pull up the wrong account. Just a second.
Okay, perfect. Oh, actually, I gave you the wrong one. Hold on one second. My account number was wrong that I gave you. Hold on. It is 578-76280-001.
Okay, just a second. Okay, and could you verify your address?
It is 27380 Billy Lane, Nissen, Menifee, California, 92584.
Okay, and finally, could you verify the email address?
My email is sorpscorpio87@gmail.com.
Okay, and how may I help you?
Hold on one second. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
You said something. What did you say?
I was saying, how may I help you?
Oh, okay. I was looking at USPS for the delivery for my tracking number and looked over it, and it seems like, whew, I remember the last time I had the other first. You know, the package, it was immediately like 1 or 2 days. But then when I look now, the second package, I don't know why it's taking too long. Could you tell me why? I'm just curious why it's taking too long. Why? Well, you know what's up with it?
Okay, just a second. Okay, it was shipped out on the 2nd, on the 2nd of June. And right now it's still in transit with the United States Postal Service as of the 7th. So it's still in transit.
So why is it so slow? I just don't understand why, because the first one I got the package immediately and like within a day or two. it arrived.
Okay.
But
I
then
mean,
the second one, I don't know why it's so slow. Do you know what's up with that?
No, I don't know what's up with the United States Postal Service. It's probably just running a little bit slow. I mean,
okay. Well, then the second thing is, I just wondered if now, like this with third one, when would that be? Could I change the date?
Your third one is, your next shipment is not scheduled to go out until the 29th, the 29th of June, authorized to be shipped out on the 29th of June.
Like paying it, I mean, like the $4.99 service and then also the $57.40, when I could pay that, I mean, could I change that date?
Yes, you can change the date. Yes, you can change the shipping frequency.
Okay, yes, that's fine. Is there any way that you could change it to a date of June the 25th? June the 25th?
I can't change it to a specific date. I can change it to, I can change it by the week. I change it to ship out every week, all the way up to every 13 weeks or anything in between that. I can't put it at a specific date.
Well, let me look at my schedule. Let's see here. What about that third week? The third week.
Okay, you want to change it to every 3 weeks?
So, I mean, it's best to, could you not send it to me the first week of the month? The first
okay.
week, can you send it that first week of the month?
Okay, I can't set it out to a specific week, a specific date. I can change it to a week, either once every week, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, all the way up to every 13 weeks. I can't put it at a certain specific date every.
I see. Okay. So every 3 weeks would be fine. Every 3 weeks. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I can change it to every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, when is it due? Is it June the 29th, you said?
No, I just changed it to every 3 weeks. So that would move the shipping frequency date to the 22nd of June. So the next time to be authorized and shipped out will be the 22nd of June. And then after that, every 3 weeks going forward.
Okay, great. No problem then.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that is all, but thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in to Eagle Moss, and you all have a nice evening.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.